This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Justin, we have a podcast.
Diving deep into all things Texas, both on and off the field. Here's Sean Pendergast.
Welcome to Utopia.
Hey everybody, welcome in. It is a preview edition for the Cowboys game of the Utopia Football Podcast. I am Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. Ready to go here in my living room studio. As you can see, it's Christmas time here at the Pendergast household. We got the decorations up. We got the tree up. We're ready to go. It is the home stretch almost of the football season. I think the home stretch really probably starts after Thanksgiving. But this is a definite juncture here, kind of a regroup juncture for the Houston Texans, where we'll talk about that. They've lost 3 out of 4, but some real opportunities coming up here on the schedule over the next few weeks, heading into the bye week in the first weekend of December. So we'll get right to it. But before we do that, a reminder to hit the subscribe button on the podcast, wherever it is you're listening to it. We appreciate that. Giving it a rating and a review also helps as well. So appreciate that as well. We do a mailbag episode typically every Tuesday. This week it was on Wednesday because everything's been pushed back a day. So you're hearing this, I would imagine, on Friday. This, the preview edition will still is dropping on Friday, but the mailbag will be back on Tuesday, I think, next week. Actually, probably will be Wednesday next week since it's a Monday night football game. I'm going to be exhausted on Tuesday, so it'll probably be a Wednesday mailbag next week. Either way, you know I'll get to it. So send me an email at houmailbag@gmail.com. That's how you can get in touch with me. We'll do a six-pack preview of the Cowboy game in just a little bit. We'll get to some news and notes here on the Texans first. The Texans just finished up practice a couple of hours ago, and the injury news is mixed. Let's start with the good. Nico Collins out there practicing. I have yet to see. Let me look right now and see if they've sent out an actual injury report yet, the Texans. I have not seen one yet that lists guys as limited or out or kind of gives them some sort of designation. So I don't know that Nico was full go back at practice, but I think the good news is that DeMeco Ryans was treating him in the press conference after the practice. He was treating that Nico topic as if Nico is back. So I expect him to play against the Cowboys on Monday. We'll wait and see what the injury designation was on him. So that's really good news. That's one guy they need back really, really badly on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think it cures everything, but I think if you get the version of the Texans offense that you got that included Nico Collins at the beginning of the year, now granted that also had Stephon Diggs in it as well, but let's say you get that level of offense, you can easily win these next three games. And then you get the bye week to regroup. You play Miami. The two real tests the rest of the year, like the real tests, are those Chiefs and Ravens games in that 4-day period in late December. That's just going to be brutal. But this is a chance now to kind of do what you did at the beginning of the year, which was really beef up the record, you know, when they went 5-1 and 6-2, you know, to kind of give themselves a nice cushion to withstand the blow of what's happened the last couple weeks, which is losing football games and maybe even losing football games you're not supposed to lose. So this is a real big opportunity for the Texans in Dallas. You don't catch Dallas that often on the schedule in the regular season. This normally wouldn't be a game these two teams would even be playing if we were still doing a 16-game schedule. This is the 17th game. This is the extra game. So the Texans are getting an extra game with the Cowboys here. You don't often get the Cowboys this wounded if you're the Texans. They are a wounded creature. They are a three-legged possum in the middle of the road waiting for the CJ Stroud 18-wheeler to run them over. And that's what needs to happen on Monday. We'll get into that in just a second. So good news on Nico Collins. Kamari Lassiter not at practice today. Not majorly surprised about that. It's rare that you see guys turn around from the concussion protocol in a week and come back and play. Now we'll see. You know, maybe he takes a turn for the better here. Kamari Lassiter, and he's back in the lineup on Monday. He does have an extra day to recover from the concussion, so maybe that helps. But I'm not super optimistic about that. Will Anderson not at practice as well today. I'm not anticipating him playing. I think the fact of the matter is, as much as we want to see the Texans murder the Cowboys, and I think as much as this team needs a win right now, this team does need a win. If this team loses to Dallas and now you've lost three in a row, you can forget about the fact that this isn't a division game, that empirically it's less important than the Titans game or the Jags game that follow it in the weeks to come. You need a win right now. You need to start feeling that winning feeling again. So I think any of these guys that can play should play. I think you got to treat this game like it's very, very important, this Cowboys game. But no Will Anderson, no Kamari Lassiter. Derek Stingley wasn't at practice today either, but the reports are that that's not a big deal. I guess the plan is for him to play on Monday against the Cowboys. So I'm not going to sweat that one too much. But we'll see what happens with Will Anderson and Kamari Lassiter over the next couple of days. So let's get to the pregame six pack and give you guys a preview of this game. The Texans are 7.5-point favorites in this game. I was shocked about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Pat, when I looked it up yesterday, I looked it up on my phone and the font's real small. I had to like squint and make sure I was reading the numbers right. And it's not because I don't think the Texans can beat the Cowboys by multiple touchdowns. I think they're capable of it, but it's a few things. One, you got to be a really good team, I think, to be favored against anybody by 7.5 on the road. And I just don't think the Texans are that level of team right now. Now, that said, I'm going to make a pick a little bit later on, and there's a decent chance I pick them not only to win, but win by more than 7.5. So maybe I'm talking out of both sides of my ass here. But I'm just speaking right now. I'm speaking purely from a handicapper standpoint, which is I don't know that the Texans should be considered a good enough team to cover a more than a touchdown spread, maybe anywhere, but particularly on the road, even against a bad team and a reeling team like the Cowboys are right now. So I found that very interesting that the Texans, against a very public team, by the way, there's a lot of people that bet the Cowboys even when they're shitty, even when their quarterback's hurt. So I was very surprised to see that number at 7.5. But that's where it is. So the Texans are favored by a bunch. They've not been a great road team this year. They've not been a great covering team this year against the spread. And we know that they have a real habit of playing in close games. They have a habit of playing in close games against teams that are better than them, like the Detroit Lions. And they also, unfortunately, have a habit of keeping games close against bad teams like the Jaguars and teams like that, the Colts. So I'm a little surprised at that number. But that's, it is what it is. So that's the spread on the game. As far as the history between these two teams, they've only played six other times before this. The Texans have won twice. They, of course, won in their first game ever as an NFL franchise, 19-10 back in 2002. And the only other win, you remember it? Remember it? Wasn't all that long ago, 2018, in overtime at home at NRG Stadium. They've never won in Dallas. So this would be a chance to get their first win. It's a little like the New England thing earlier this year, right? Hey, they've never won a game in New England before. Now, they played a lot more games in New England than they have in Dallas. They lost in 2006 there. They lost in 2014. That was a game where Tony Romo ducked the J.J. Watt sack attempt and was able to uncork a bomb to, I think it was Williams, I think. I'm trying to remember who that was. Anyways. And then obviously two seasons ago in 2022, the Lovie Smith season, they lost to the Cowboys in a close one. It was actually a very close game that the Texans had a chance to score down on the goal line and didn't. They weren't able to. And then the Cowboys go the length of the field and win the game. And that's how it goes. That was a shitty Texans team. In retrospect, I'm glad they lost that game because it ended up with us getting CJ Stroud. So we're very, very happy about that. Even though I know CJ's not been playing great lately, CJ is still the future of this franchise. CJ still has a chance to be an MVP. CJ is a winning player. And I'm not telling you back off of CJ Stroud. I'm not like got my dukes up or anything like that, but CJ has been catching a lot of heat lately. I think he's down my heat list. The two picks notwithstanding, those were horrible picks that he threw. I admit that. So that's the groundwork. That's the history for the game. That's the number. Let's get into the keys to the game here in the pregame six-pack. Can number one, heat up Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is going to start at quarterback in this game for the Cowboys. It was either going to be Cooper Rush or Trey Lance. Now, if it's anything like last week's game with the Eagles, we might see Trey Lance at some point. Trey Lance might get in the game. That would be good news because it either means that you murdered Cooper Rush at some point on a pass rush or he's playing so poorly that they bring in Trey Lance because they realize they've only got about a month to figure out what they've got in Trey Lance and whether or not to hang on to him as a backup to Dak Prescott. But I think similar to when the Texans have had their success this year, it's been them heating up the quarterback. These games where they've had real low completion percentages by opposing quarterbacks, the coverage has been really good on the back end, but it's been fueled by pressure. Even the game last Sunday against the Lions, the Texans didn't sack Jared Goff one time. But you go back and watch that game, and a big reason why he was 15 for 30 in that game was because there was constant heat. And I think they can, and that was a big cause of some of the turnovers too. So I don't think they have to win the turnover battle to win this game necessarily. I mean, they can't lose the turnover battle because that would keep this game closer than it needs to be. I don't think it's one of these things where they got to be +3 in the turnover. They were +3 in the turnover last week and they lost. And they were +3 in the turnovers against the Packers and they lost. So I'm not here to apply any sort of like ratio. Like if they're this, then they'll win. I just know that when this defense has been at its best, it has been when the pass rush is cooking. And no Will Anderson, the blow for that is kind of cushioned in that the fallback is Danico Autry on the other side of Danielle Hunter. And Danico Autry made some plays. The interception by Henry Tolatoa, that was Danico Autry getting in the backfield and hitting Jared Goff. So I think heating up Cooper Rush, getting a pass rush, making him uncomfortable. I think if you make him uncomfortable and you make it a long day for Cooper Rush, the Texans will win this game. They'll score enough points to win this game. So that's can number one. Can number two, We'll keep it on the defense. Smother CeeDee Lamb. There are two guys that can win this game for the Cowboys. One on either side of the ball. We'll talk about the other one in a second on defense. But on offense, the only way you lose this game is if CeeDee Lamb goes berserkowitz, if he goes bananas in this game, if you allow him to get 11 catches for 156 yards, if you allow him to have the Amari Cooper game from the Cleveland game last season, you know, if you, he's the only guy that can really, really hurt you in this game. So I think whether it's you bracket him, I would love to see Derek Stingley Jr. and CeeDee Lamb matched up with each other. There's nothing more fun than iron sharpening iron. I love that. Love seeing good on good. So, but that's the key. You know, Bill Belichick always said, or I don't know if he ever said it, but clearly his strategy always was to take away the best thing the other team does. Well, if you, the head of the snake for the Cowboys right now is unquestionably CeeDee Lamb. The Eagles held him to 21 yards receiving last week. They won 34-6. Okay. The Cowboys in this stadium are a shitty football team, and you cannot give them any reason or any feeling of getting up off the mat. They've played in this stadium four times this year, and they've been blown out four times in that stadium. Look it up. When you look it up, don't look at the Ravens score 28-25 and say, well, Sean, that wasn't a blowout. You said they were all blowout. Go watch that game itself. The Cowboys scored two meaningless touchdowns to make that game look way closer than it was. They have yet to play a competitive game in that stadium this year. The only way they're competitive offensively is if CeeDee Lamb kills you. So don't let it happen. Well, however it is you need to do that, whether it's Stingley on CeeDee Lamb and then let everybody else do their thing or zone up, or whether you feel like bracketing CeeDee Lamb and just throwing, you know, throwing double coverage at him and then what, you know, double him. And then let Stingley go do his thing. I don't know what I'm not the play caller. I'm just saying, like, if you smother him, they ain't scoring points. So that's can number two in the six pack. Can number three, let's flip over to the offensive side of the ball for the Texans. When you get in the red zone, score sevens, not threes. This is a bad red zone defense, the Cowboys. They're at or near the bottom in red zone defense. I think they're 31st. You got in the red zone a ton last week in the first half against Detroit, but you were coming away with three. I don't know if they were all in the red zone, but there were too many times where you had chances at touchdowns and you came away with field goals. And then in the second half, you're just settling at the end of the game for a 58-yard field goal because you just can't move the football. You need to destroy this team, and you're not going to destroy them by getting threes. You go get yourself some fucking sevens, guys, all right? Get yourselves some GD sevens now. I told you to do it. Listen to me, okay? But I think that's a big key in this game is just red zone. Let's get efficient in the offense again. Let's get efficient in the red zone offensively again. And let's understand that this is a bad defense and a really bad red zone defense that you're going against. So that is can number three. Number four, Micah. Not for Micah, not like the shitty counter alloy that people use in poorly constructed homes. Not for Micah. Number four can in the six-pack, Micah Parsons. Know where that asshole is at all times. At all times. He's the only other guy that can wreck this game. There's only two guys that can wreck this game for you on the Cowboys side. That's how bad they are right now. CeeDee Lamb on offense. Micah Parsons on defense. They're going to move him all over the place. He just came back from his injury last week. He looked really good. He had a couple of sacks. He's CJ Stroud's buddy. They've got the little friendly rivalry going. Micah Parsons might be a little feeble-minded. You might be able to get into his head a little bit, CJ, if you talk some trash to him. You never know. But whether it's Laremy Tunsil, my guess is they're going to move him around. So there's nobody on the Texan side of things that I can say, this is the matchup. And I would love to watch Laremy and Micah go at it for 60 minutes. I think that would be fun. Or, you know, 60 snaps, however many snaps the Texans have. I think that would be fun as hell. I think it's a good matchup for Laremy. My fear is that they're going to line him up over the interior, you know, kind of like the Texans used to do with Clowney from time to time. They're going to line him up over on the Titus Howard side of things. And we know that if Titus has to block for more than 2 minutes, he just stops and then tries to strip the ball from his quarterback. So, Micah, no, you you know where CeeDee Lamb is on the offensive side and where Micah Parsons is, and you make sure they are handled, and you're going to win this football game. Those are the only two guys that can go win this game for the Dallas Cowboys. On that, I feel strongly. Number five, Nico's back. Cut it loose. I just got done watching both D'Amico Ryan's and C.J. Stroud's press conferences, and the theme was cut it loose. That was the theme, is that CJ's got to maybe stop thinking a little too much, or stop playing as conservative as he is. And you know what? Just take big swings. You know, D'Amico was saying he needs to cut it loose. He needs to let it rip. My retort back to D'Amico would be, how about telling the offensive coordinator that? Can you send a memo to Bobby Slowick that you said it was okay for CJ to let it rip? D'Amico, can you do that? You're the head coach. You're boss of him. So I like, D'Amico, that you think CJ should let it rip. I like that CJ agrees with that plan and says, you know what we should do? Let it rip. Somebody get Bobby Slowick dialed in on this, though. Have you had a meeting about this with Bobby Slowick? Because you know what isn't let it rip? Running yourself into third and 12 half the time. You want to let it rip, but you don't want to put yourself in third down situations where your only choice is to let it rip, okay? But I think Nico being back is huge. Man, just pepper Nico. Feed him. Feed Nico. That's the let it rip. And then you got healthy Tank out there too. I am really encouraged that maybe John Mechie becomes a viable third receiving option for this team after that game against Detroit. You know, if that's one of the things, that was one of the sacrificial things that had to go on in this game, that they had to lose that game so that the gods would give us John Mechie, competent third wide receiver for the Texans, then maybe that's a price I'm willing to pay, because that might win a game for you in the postseason if you've got a third weapon. That's why they traded for Diggs. And I'm not saying Mechie's going to be Diggs. What I am saying is that the things that Diggs had been bringing to this offense, they are replaceable. Diggs had a ton of catches, but he wasn't doing things that, if somebody else gets a groove with CJ and can find ways to get open, that they can't do. You know, there's no reason Mechie can't move the chains a few times for you in a game if what he was against the Lions is what he's going to be moving forward. So that's can number five for me, is this whole mentality of cut it loose, let it rip. You got Nico back now. You got no excuses to be second and nine, third and eight. CJ gets his ass kicked on third down. We're done with this, okay? We're fucking done with this. So that's can number five. And that's for you, Bobby. I am giving you that can is yours. Here, drink it. Drink from it. This is my beer, my blood, which I'm giving up for you. Actually, it's not beer. It's just bottled water in here, but still. So those are the keys. Now, the prediction in the pregame six-pack, that's always the sixth can. I am taking the Texans in this one. I'm actually taking the Texans to cover in this one, even though I was a little astounded at that 7.5-point line. I am taking the Texans. Now, keep in mind, I have been horrible, horrible, horrible this year picking the Texans against the spread. I've been okay straight up. I'm 6-4 straight up. Against the spread? Fuck it. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm 1-9 against the spread this year. So I don't know how to feel about this. I know how to feel about it. I think it sucks. But I don't know how you should feel about my prediction. And actually, let me say, yeah, I do know how you should feel. You should feel like I'm a boob, then I'm an idiot. My prediction is this: Texans 26, Cowboys 15. I know it's kind of a weird ass score, 26-15. I don't even know if it's a scoregami or not. I don't think it would be, but 26-15 feels like this is about a kind of a touchdown plus a field goal ish sort of game. So an 11-point win for the Texans, 26-15. So there you go. There's your pregame six-pack for this game coming up on Monday. Game's Monday. I get my first weekend of the entire season so far where I get to start out. I'm going to start Friday evening with the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight and the Rockets. And I am, the only reason I'm moving from my couch is to sleep, to go to the fridge, and to go to breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. That's it. Other than that, the entire weekend is going to be spent right over there on that couch, watching those three TVs with my Christmas tree right there. And I'm not moving. I am watching college football all day Saturday. I'm watching NFL football all day Sunday. And when I say, like, this is the first chance I've had to do it, I know some of you are going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, you just, the Texans played on a Thursday, like a week ago. You didn't do it that? No, I didn't. I went to the Golden Nugget. Now, that was fun. But I'm just saying, like, there's nobody that loves a good couch weekend with football more than Sean T. Pendergast, man. And I just haven't done that because this year, you know, I got Texan games on Sundays throughout the year. I've been doing watch parties for Yingling on Saturdays, most of the Saturdays. I am so excited when I am done at 10:01 a.m. tomorrow on Friday. You guys are listening to this on Friday. So 10:01 a.m. today, if I'm, you know, kind of trying to kind of kayfabe this thing. I am going to be, man, and I've got the list of games. I'm the biggest nerd ever. Like, I've typed out the games that I'm going to be watching all day and what channel they're on. I'm like my own sports bar. I'm going to be changing the channels at 2:30. Oh, that's a 3:15 kickoff. I'm going to be walking up to the manager of the bar here and saying, hey, can you get this game on? And you know who that person is? It's me. It's me. I can't wait. I'm so excited, as you can tell. And then Sunday, and it's a good Sunday of football too, man. You got Ravens Steelers in the early window, in the noon window, and then you got Bills Chiefs in the late window. Ooh, baby. And you got Sunday night football, and the Rockets are playing on Sunday also, Sunday night in Chicago. The Rockets are fun to watch. Man, I was thinking about that this morning too. Sorry, I'm rambling now. If you want to just, you know, if you want to exit the podcast, feel free. Thanks for listening. But I was thinking about this morning as I was waking up after another Rockets win. And I'm like, you know what? The Rockets are worth watching every night now. Like, they're a good team. They are worth watching. They're fun to watch. The Astros have been fun to watch for years, and I don't think they're as great as they used to be, but I still watch every Astros game. The Texans, I know our relationship with the Texans is a little bit complex right now, but they're a good football team. That's undeniable. They're winning their division. They're 6-4. They're going to be fine. They've got a good quarterback. That, if you add it up, 162 plus 82 is 244 plus 17 football games. Call it 20 football games just with the preseason, because I watched the preseason too. That's 264 days where you had, now I know some are going to overlap and you got the same, you know, you got a Rockets and an Astros on the same day, or the Astros play on a Sunday, whatever. But that's like, you know, like, even if you take out the overlaps, like, that's like 220 days where we've got sports to, and that doesn't even include the postseason. And they make the playoffs. We've got like 250 days of great Houston sports to watch. And that doesn't include college football either. That has not always been the case. So, man, these times are good. I'm just glad you guys find time for me to ramble on this podcast. I am done doing that now. I am finished for the day. I am out. So enjoy the game, everybody, on Monday. There will likely not be a recap episode on Monday just because everything's finishing so late with post game. By the time I'm done, it's time to do the mailbag. So next episode, you'll get to be a mailbag next week, probably Wednesday of next week. So I want you to enjoy the game. I want to thank Anthony Irwin, my producer. I want to thank all of you for listening. Keep sharing the podcast with people. Things are getting good, man. Things are getting fun. It's going to be a fun down the stretch for the Houston Texans, especially after they kick the shit out of the Cowboys on Monday. So until then, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you get to sit around and do nothing and watch football all weekend, just like me. Have a great one. Appreciate you. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.